Good morning. I'll give everybody a chance to find the passage if you are interested. It's kind of an obscure one. It's Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. And I'll give you a tip. It's between Nahum and Zephaniah, if that actually helps you. Okay. But I'm one who loves to find what I call hidden gems in Scripture, where you're reading along and maybe you're in a passage that isn't something that you hear of regularly. I mean, we all hear from the Gospels and Romans and several of those areas frequently. But Habakkuk was a minor prophet, and he was serving prior to Babylon's invasion. Throughout this book, he had been questioning back and forth with God, kind of like Job had been. Why is this happening? What's going on? What are you doing here, Lord? And the Lord was responding back to him. And then in verse 17, Habakkuk finally says, "Though the fig tree should not blossom, and there be no fruit in the vines, though the yield on the olive should fail, and the fields produce no food, though the flock should be cut off from the fold, and there be no cattle in the stalls, yet I will exult in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation." And if you think of what time was like at that point, all of their life was agrarian. It was all based on the agricultural economy. Basically, he's saying, the world is falling apart around me. I see no good, but yet I will exult in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. And I thought that was a very appropriate call to worship to us even today. I'll lead us in a quick prayer. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity that we have to gather to worship you, to come before your throne. We exalt you, Lord, and we praise you. May we put the distractions and the encumbrances that hinder our hearts from being focused on you as they should. May we put those aside, be able to worship you and to hear your word, and may you be honored through the rest of this service. Amen.